We live on a planet whose surface is 71% water, but less than 3% is fresh water, and most of that is not available for human use. On Saturday, October 13th, three engineers gave a public presentation in Rapid City. They call for conservation and preservation of the tiny percentage of Earth's water that is available. One of them is Mark Anderson, adjunct professor at the School of Mines and former director of U.S. Geological Survey's Dakota Water Science Center. He says that we already have the knowledge to prevent much pollution. On the big screen at the Journey Museum, Mark Anderson brings up a photo of the falls that give Sioux Falls its name. Fed by the Big Sioux River, the water spilling over rocks is brownish yellow, a condition Anderson says is caused by agricultural pollution. In the Black Hills, concerns about water quality are more likely to come from mining. The Gilt Edge Gold Mine in Lawrence County serves as an ongoing cautionary tale of what can go wrong. It has been listed as an EPA Superfund site for 18 years. Anderson says pollution from agriculture could be addressed in part by practicing more efficient ways to grow food.
Israel's doing a lot of amazing things with being able to get a lot of edible crops out of a small amount of water.
Anderson says agriculture uses up more water than human consumption. In mining, the issue is not necessarily the amount of water that's used, but what condition it's in afterward. Anderson says when desirable minerals are dug up, undesirable minerals are exposed to oxygen and water, which creates acid mine drainage.
If the proper constraints are put in place on how to manage that, then it certainly can minimize it.
Anderson says it's vital to make sure the acid mine drainage stays on site and does not reach water supplies.
Historical mining didn't address that. They just dumped the tailings into Whitewood Creek for more than 100 years.
Anderson says it wasn't a lack of knowledge, but a lack of care that caused the catastrophe at Gilt Edge.
They did their mining, and then they didn't do any restoration. They just walked away. And so when you walk away and there's these vast areas of rock and mineral that are exposed to the atmosphere, they're not covered up by soil and they don't have, you know, grass growing on them and all that stuff, then you can have these kind of problems.
Anderson emphasizes that the causes of pollution are predictable, and so prevention comes about by responding ahead of time to the known hazards. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.